Well, it's been a pretty good start for GWS to the 2015 AFL season. It hasn't been without a couple of hiccups, but one of their crucial buys and adding that starch to GWS is Ryan Griffin, our former Western Bulldog skipper, who joins us on the line. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, first time I've been able to say, but welcome to Sydney.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, I mentioned it's been a solid start, hasn't it? But then there's been a setback.
Yeah, look, it was. It was really exciting. You know, probably for the first four rounds, you know, we thought we played some pretty good footy against Sydney, but just didn't get over the line. But, yeah, look, last week was pretty disappointing. But like you said, it's just a hiccup and we'll move forward from that.
Yeah, I suppose the assessment has to be accurate, though, mate. I mean, it was a bit of a blackout. Where did it come from?
Oh, look, it's hard to say. Like I said before, it's with a young side, you can have those little hiccups. But, you know, we had the review yesterday and we went through the things that we need to improve on. And look, we're just going to move forward pretty quickly because we've got Hawthorn this weekend that we're really excited about. That's Spotless Stadium, so our home ground.
Yeah, and I think that's the first time you're at Spotless this year. You played a couple down at Manuka and played well there, mate. So you need a home ground advantage.
Yeah, look, we do, and you know, the boys love playing down there. Look, I haven't been lucky enough to play there yet, but they said they get a good crowd there, and you know, we want our fans to come down. We're playing exciting brand of footy at the moment. You know, we're scoring fairly quickly, and look, we're playing that exciting brand that people like to come and watch.
There's no doubt about that. It's been good, Ryan. Have you been able to train on that surface at Spotless? Because, of course, the Easter show dominated the parade ring there. What's it like? Is it in good nick?
Look, we haven't trained there yet, so I'm not too sure.
Right.
I heard the other day it's looking not too bad.
Yeah, because, I mean, it gets a fair work over during that Easter period, I can tell you.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
And, Ryan, without going back too far, mate, it's still intriguing your move to GWS this season, given the captaincy honours down there 2014 at the Western Bulldogs. Firstly, why? And has the move been worthwhile?
Firstly, look, to be honest, I just lost the love of the game and while I was playing the game, really contemplating on giving the game away at the end of my contract. So I needed to make a move, and I thought the best move was to get out of Melbourne and start fresh. And look, it's been fantastic. Love living in Sydney, and it's been a good start.
I'll ask you a two-pronged question, Ryan. What's the best thing about the move up here, and what's the worst? What's the thing you've really noticed that's different to Melbourne?
Probably the best move is the climate, and you know, I'm living in Tamarama at the moment.
Oh.
The beaches. The coastline's beautiful, and to be able to just go to training and do your job and then be able to just go home and live sort of that normal life in Sydney is fantastic. But the thing that really frustrates me is the traffic.
Yeah.
I've been caught in traffic this morning. I'm still heading there now, so it probably takes me 50 to an hour just to get to training, but it's well worth it.
Well, you could move away from Tamarama, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I can now. The beaches down there are just absolutely beautiful.
It's a good spot, that's for sure. Leon Cameron, mate, being at GWS, that would have been an influence?
Yeah, it was a massive influence for me. He coached me for 6 years of my career at the Bulldogs. We have a really good working relationship and a good relationship outside the footy club as well. So that was a massive reason why I made the move to the Giants. And also, they've got a very exciting list, and the talent is unbelievable that they've got down here.
And you mentioned Hawthorn, mate. Last weekend, I had a look. They look more like the Painters and Dockers than an AFL team. They went pretty hard at the ball in the head. They're going to be missing a couple of players for the weekend match. How do you knock over the champs?
Yeah, look, it's hard. They're a quality side, even without Lewis and Hodge. They're going to be a very big challenge for our young group. We've just got to take the game on and move the ball as quickly as possible and win that contested footy as well. So if we can beat them in the contest and spread hard on them, who knows what can happen.
Good on you, Ryan. Well, it's been exciting to see you guys winning so many. I know it was a tough weekend, the last one. Play well this round.
Thanks, guys.